This is a Centene podcast, Breast Health, What You Can Do. We all hear a lot about breast cancer these days, and let's face it, it's scary. Breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women. We hear statistics like 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. We all know someone who has been affected by this disease. Sometimes this information makes us want to run out and be screened. For some people, scary information makes them want to run and deny it, hoping that the lump in their breast might be a lymph node or it will just go away. It is important to learn all you can about breast cancer and be sure that you're doing all that you can to be screened. So if you do get it, they will catch it early and you will be cured. Am I at risk? It is important that you know if you have high risk for getting breast cancer. Discuss this with your provider. Some of the high-risk categories are a strong family history of breast cancer, especially if under 40 years of age. You or a first-degree relative have the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene, radiation therapy to the chest area as a child or a young adult. There are many other categories that can add to your risk, like smoking, going through menopause after the age of 55, having children after age 35, or being on hormone replacement therapy. As you can see, it can be complicated to figure out. So be sure to ask your provider where your risk level is. What's a breast self-exam, BSE? The BSE is you feeling both breasts with your fingertips and looking at them in the mirror. Having your provider be sure you're doing this correctly. It involves feeling your breast, nipple, and armpit area on both sides. Look for a new lump or clump of tissue, a new red or dimpled area. Your nipple suddenly turns inward. You see nipple discharge or a new sore area. It's important to know what is normal for you and to let your provider know if you feel or see something new. The breast self-exam is something you should do the same time every month. The best time is not when you are having your period. Doing the exam in the shower with a soapy hand makes it easier. Make it a routine. Put a shower hanger about BSE in the shower to remind you. Always do it on a Monday morning. Anything you can do to remind yourself to do the BSE at least once a month. Remind a friend, your mom, or sister to do their self-exam every month. What is a mammogram? A mammogram is a special x-ray that shows detailed pictures of the breast. They may see tiny white spots, which is calcium, which can be normal. If these spots are in tight clusters, in irregular shapes, it can be cancer. The mammogram may also be used to watch other chronic problems like fibrocystic breasts that may be hard to follow by exam only. The American Cancer Society recommends that women age 40 and over should have a mammogram every year. If you are younger but considered high risk, they may have you start getting them sooner. It's quick and easy. In some places, you don't need an appointment. Insurance pays for it, and there are often mammogram vans coming into your area, so check with your provider or local hospital to see where you can go. To help with the soreness a mammogram can cause, you can take Tylenol or Advil 15 minutes before, if this medicine is okay for you to take. What is a breast MRI? Your provider may tell you that you need an MRI to look more closely at your breast tissue. This stands for magnetic resonance imaging. With the MRI, they use magnetic fields that show detailed pictures of an area without radiation. This screening may show areas that are suspicious that the mammogram did not. The doctors use both studies to look at your breast tissue. In those with high risk for breast cancer, both MRI and mammography will be used to follow them yearly. Most MRIs are covered by insurance if you're at high risk for breast cancer. Check with your plan to be sure. What is a breast biopsy? If a doctor sees an abnormal area on your breast from the mammogram or MRI, they might tell you they need to do a biopsy. Usually this means having an ultrasound machine show them the area in question, and after numbing the area with medicine, they will put a needle there to get a sample of cells. You will go home with a little bruise and a Band-Aid. It will take about 7 days for them to let you know the results, so try and stay busy as this can be a long wait and a scary time. Remember that most biopsies do not come back as cancer. What can I do to make a difference? Educate yourself about breast cancer and the warning signs. Know your own risk level and when you should start getting mammograms. Examine your breasts with the breast self-exam at least every month. Get a yearly mammogram and follow up if the provider says you should. The earlier you find breast cancer, the better chance of survival and cure.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.